Accepting Jesus. I remember when I was growing up, I used to watch some old-fashioned types of films where there was a happy ending, a sort of, and they all lived happily ever after. These films touched me at a time when my own life was full of doubts and fears, and with no end in sight for my own set of problems. And I wished, if only it were true. Looking back on those times, it was as if God was trying to tell me that there really is a happy ever after, and Jesus had paved the way for that to be possible. By dying on the cross, Jesus, the Son of God, who lived a sinless life, took all of our sins upon himself. He paid the price that we should have paid. This sacrifice made it possible for those who would receive Jesus as Lord to come into relationship with God the Father. After 3 days, Jesus rose from the dead, giving us the reassurance that those who believe in Jesus will also share an eternal life with him, since upon Jesus' future return, our bodies will be changed and we will be given everlasting bodies. 1 Corinthians 15:51-53. This is an amazing truth. In becoming a follower of Christ, I thought of my sins and how they separated me from having a relationship with God. So in sorrow for those sins, the Bible calls that repentance, I began to understand my real need of Jesus. I thank Jesus for what he did for me on the cross. The Bible puts it this way: for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 6:23. In reality, we should have paid for this ourselves, but we are incapable of entering into a relationship with God without Jesus. Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 14:6. In accepting Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, you're entering into a personal relationship with Jesus, and your life will change for the better. You will receive the Holy Spirit as your comforter and guide in this new life, and your thinking will be transformed as you become more like Jesus. Ephesians 4:22-24. If you would like to accept Jesus into your life, you can pray to God the Father something like this. Heavenly Father, I realise that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. I'm sorry for the wrong things that I have done. I thank you that you sent your Son Jesus to earth to die in my place, taking my sins upon himself and rising from the dead on the third day. I am willing to trust you as my Lord and Saviour. By faith, I now receive your gift of salvation. Thank you for giving me the gift of eternal life. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Saviour. Amen. If you've just prayed this prayer and meant it in your heart, then I welcome you into God's family. You've made the best decision of your life, and not just in this life, but also in the life to come. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Acts 2:21. In accepting Jesus, the Holy Spirit is given as a gift to you to come and live inside of you. John 14:15-17. He is also called the Comforter, as he helps you to live this new Christian life. He will lead you into all truth, guide you, heal you, and gradually change your attitudes and thinking so that you become more like Jesus. After accepting Jesus, you should be baptized as Jesus commanded. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Matthew 28:19. In becoming a new Christian, what is next? UCB Yes helps you in taking the next important steps of telling someone, finding a relationship with other Christians in a new church, and seeking after God through studying His Word, the Bible, listening to Christian music, prayer, and reading a daily devotional such as the Word for Today. When Jesus died on the cross, He accomplished a whole series of things which were detrimental to Himself, but beneficial to us. This is called the divine exchange. For example, Jesus died our death, that we might receive His life. But we see Jesus, who is made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honour, that He, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone. Hebrews 2:9. The others are listed at the divine exchange. Know that God has a plan and purpose for your whole life. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Accepting Jesus Christ as your Saviour. Say the sinner's prayer with Billy Graham.